Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
I was calling to reopen my unemployment claim.
Reopen.
To redo my claim.
You said redo it?
Yes.
What's your social security number?
416-062129.
Can you say that one more time? I couldn't hear you, ma'am.
416-062129.
What's your first and last name?
First name Felicia, last name Jones.
What's your license number?
One moment, please. Hold it all up. It's 12164-21.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Chambers.
And your date of birth?
9368.
Who was your last employer, the one you're calling to file for?
Aramark.
And you're currently unemployed with them?
Yes.
And what is your preferred language?
English?
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I filed for it, but I didn't receive any.
In another state?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Can you repeat that now?
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
Were you a trade?
This is for companies moved overseas.
Oh, no.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
United States.
What state? Alabama?
State of Alabama, yes.
Okay. These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
I'm black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Your gender?
Female.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Your weekly certification, the weekly certification line number is 800-752.
Can I have your home address, please?
8974 Tuskegee Street. That's in Notice of Alabama 36866.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, it is.
What was your job title?
I work in Chick-fil-A.
No, what was your title? Like, were you a cashier?
I was.
Are you seeking work in what you normally do?
Yeah, what I normally do? I'm sorry, I probably understand what you say.
Yes, are you seeking work in what you normally do, as in cashier?
Yes, I am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Through a hiring hall.
Basically, are you in a job union?
Oh, no.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
On the 7th of August.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
Layoff or vacation period.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Thank you for calling me. I don't know what miles, but probably about 30 minutes an hour.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest is $11.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Business.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No, I do not.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
I have applied for it, but I received, not work compensation, no.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between the last 18 months?
No.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Savings account.
This cannot be any prepaid account, such as Chime or Cash App. It has to be a traditional bank. Go ahead with your routing numbers.
Routing number is 26228-3908.
One more time for confirmation.
26228-3908.
Account number?
It's 1-0-0-0-0-0-4-1-6-4-1.
One more time for confirmation.
1-0-0-0-0-0-4-1-6-4-1.
What's your employer phone number?
The phone number? One moment, please. It's 1-239-246-6619.
What was your work location, city?
Auburn, Alabama.
Auburn?
Yes.
And what was your start date?
The start date was on August 21st, 2023.
August 21st, 2023?
Yes.
And what's the last day you worked?
It was on the June 1. The last day was on June 6th.
Okay.
I mean, not June. I'm sorry. It was in on May.
So, what's the last day you were?
Oh, it was on May 6th, 2024.
And you're no longer working because y'all on a break right now?
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Have I applied for, what was the last word?
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Oh, no.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Yes.
You are certifying your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. Just
okay.
1 second.
Okay.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1026 Mountain View Lane, 1229 Catherine Street, 14 Nettles Lane, 64925 Atkins Mill Road, or none of the above?
14 Nettles Lane.
From whom did you purchase the property at 3970 Godilla Loma Santa Gardens? Luke Sannon, Marie Lacosa, Mon Young, Yvette Gotrix, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Atlanta, Smyrna, Jonesboro, Marietta, or none of the above? Marietta.
Can you repeat those following cities?
The cities is Atlanta, Smyrna, I don't know how to say that word, Jonesboro, Marietta, or none of the above?
Jonesboro.
In what county do you currently live? Randolph, Morgan, Macon, Winston, or none of the above?
I live in Macon, if that's what you...
Mm-hmm. M-A-C-O-N?
Yes.
And which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Whitney Jones? 23 to 37, 39 to 43, 54 to 58, 61 to 65, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. All right, these are agreement terms at the end. You could say, I agree, or yes, it's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
I agree.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
I agree.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
I agree.
I'm going to read you your closing statements and then you'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file or complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. whether filing online or by telephone. You will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have something to write down your transaction number and your PIN number?
Okay. Transaction number?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
489-987-705. Again, that's 489-987-705.
Gotcha.
All right. Any? Oh, and your PIN number. Hold on. Your PIN number is 5391.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got that down. You said 5391.
All right. Any further assistance needed?
Yes, for right now. Thank you.
All right. If there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.